The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Al DiMeola right there. Joe Piscopo right here on the radio. AM 970 The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com. Around the world. Kevin listening in Moscow. Everybody DM listening down in New Zealand. We appreciate that more than we could tell you. And across the greatest country in the world. We hope you don't mind living outside the country when we say that. We are proud to be Americans right here in the United States of America. And we're proud to bring John Solomon to the program, award-winning investigative journalist and founder of Just the News. John, welcome back to the show. Hey, man, happy holidays. How you doing?
As well to you. I'm doing well. Good to be with you.
You too. I love all that you're doing at Just the News, and you're adding so much. I love this service. I guess I get it online. Just if you just punch in, you Google Just the News, you get a complete breakdown of the day's news. John, I don't know how you have the time to do what you do, man, but God bless you, because I know you're doing a lot. Huh?
Thank you. We've got a great team, and that's the key to this. We've got a great team. It's two dozen reporters that work together every day, and we're really excited.
Wow. Well, we appreciate it because it deals with the news honestly, which is an anomaly these days. Can we talk about the government shutdown? There was they averted the shutdown. What's the danger of this returning and indeed the government closing down completely, John?
Yeah, well, we've kicked it to February now, which is what we're getting good at in Washington. We never really deal with the budget. We don't act like a family that has to keep on a normal savings and checking account. We just keep kicking these things down the road. So it's been kicked now to mid-February, which gives some more time for the Democrats to figure out if they can pass that massive spending bill, the reconciliation bill or social welfare bill that, as people call it, New Green Deal, some call it. So the country has bought time for the Democrats to try to iron out their differences in the Senate, where Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema, and some other people are looking at this large bill with a lot of skepticism. And so we haven't done much except avert a shutdown for the holidays. But by February, the bell will ring again, and we'll be facing another crisis.
Yeah, so do you think they'll put this off till November to the midterms? Do you think they're going to – is that the plan? Let me ask you this. Do the Republicans have any plan at all to put this off? What were you thinking?
Their plan is to show lots of love to Joe Manchin and to Kristen Sinema and keep them as the two reasons why they can't get this bill passed. You know, it's tough when you're in the minority, but, you know, the Senate's a 50-50. And right now, I think the key is to – they're listening to Joe Manchin and his substantial concerns about the cost, about the energy provisions that would hurt his state, West Virginia, a big energy producer. And I think that's it. I think the idea is to keep them comfortable and happy and constantly pointing out things to them that they might object to the bill. What happens, the longer this goes on, civil war really – starts to grow inside the Democratic Party because the restless progressive wing is already angry the bill isn't passed. They're angry that they decoupled these two bills and allowed the infrastructure bill to be passed without this second bill being. What we're looking at right now is if this drags into March or April of next year, the left wing of the party is going to bolt from Joe Biden and their congressional Democratic leaders.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Manchin, I told you, too, I was saying about Joe Manchin, you know, I don't know who runs in 2024 on the Democratic side, and I don't think they like Joe enough, but he's a good guy. He's a grounded enough guy. There's their guy. I mean, I don't want to give the Democrats any fodder for the 2024 race, but, I mean, that's the guy that can actually run for president, right, John?
Listen, he understands the people of West Virginia really well, and he stayed consistent to that. You know, a lot of people come to Washington, and sometimes they forget their state's interests because they get wrapped up into the Washington hoo-la. You know, he's a centrist. He's a guy that could provide a remarkable alternative to Joe Biden, who once was a centrist and now has moved so far to the left. But we're a long ways off. You know, Joe Manchin seems to like just to represent West Virginia. When you talk to him, that seems to be his biggest ambition.
Yeah, now, and Fauci running for president, as Joe Biden said, I mean, Dr. Fauci as president.
Well, I don't think his polling will be very strong.
Was that the best? Hey, John, walk me through this. I know you have a busy day. We appreciate your time. So the way Joe, I said in the beginning of the show this morning, so when Joe Biden comes out and they shuffle him out, and then he seems like a harmless old guy, and I was fooled at that early on, and now I know he's really not. You know, he's just a pawn for whoever's running the White House. But is he fooling people? Do you think Joe Biden, apparently not from his poll numbers, right? People are understanding that this is all a ruse, for lack of a better description, with Biden in the White House. Because one, I'm afraid people are going to say, oh, look at him with joking around, saying he sees Fauci more than he sees his wife, and it's a nice guy. But then you look what went down, from the border, for crying out loud, to Afghanistan, to the economy, to the gas prices, to us with the cost of living now going through the roof. Are people going to be fooled by the shuffling old guy bit?
I don't think so one bit. Listen, at the end of the day, Americans demand competence of their president and their political leaders, and there has been a long record of incompetence here. The ships in the container port, the container ships in the ports in Los Angeles, they're still sitting there. Now, you know, here's what something Joe Biden did. Like a big good joke, he's distracting us. They created a system that queues these ships further off land, so it makes it look like there's fewer ships, but there's just as many backed up. They're only using sleight of hand. They're not actually solving the problem. Inflation, the border, Afghanistan, all moments of extraordinary incompetence, the constant losses in the courts. Americans are aware that Joe Biden keeps getting beat in court cases every day, and I think at the end of the day, Joe Biden can laugh, he can shuffle, he can play grandpa. But at the end of the day, Americans are going to demand competence. And that's what I think the 2022 and 2024 elections will be. There'll be a verdict on whether Joe Biden was competent and whether the Democrats' policies were good for America.
That sounds great. John Solomon, we appreciate it. We send Christmas wishes to you and holiday greetings to your family as well. John, always are grateful for you jumping on the air with us, my friend.
My pleasure. And you have a Merry Christmas as well.
Thank you, John. John Solomon right there. Appreciate it. Award-winning investigative journalist, founder of Just the News. If you just check out Just the News, you Google Just the News, you're going to get an objective breakdown of what the news is. And it's so funny because I have Joe Sibilia, our producer, does such a great job. And I thank you, Joe. He always gives a whole litany of questions that I might want to ask our guest. And then sometimes I never get to the questions because I have this insatiable curiosity about everything going on, and I try to be well-read. I try, but John knows everything that I throw at him. John Solomon does. Boom, boom, boom. Out of that, and we appreciate that more than we could tell you. You know, I didn't want to get on a negative note. I always like to try to stay positive, but with this Michigan school shooting at this Oxford high school, you know, it just went away. It's just going away. And when it first happened, guilty as charged, you know, we had so many other things going on, we didn't address it. But there's this kid, this high school kid, and please don't forget this kid, and his name is Tate Meyer, and he was a football player, and he rushed this loser shooter, another loser cockroach that shot and killed four students at Oxford High School. And this kid, Tate Meyer, football player, got the courage it took. He just went after this kid, took him down. How many lives do you think, Tate, how many lives do you think he saved? I mean, you can't even imagine, right? And so we just wanted to show recognition to Tate Myers. Remember that name. Remember that name. And somebody just said, oh, I wish I could give credit. Somebody said it on Instagram. Make sure we honor our heroes. You know, not to, because all we do is highlight the bad guys. Do we highlight the killers? Let's remember the heroes. And Tate Meyer is one of those. What a tough guy. What a good guy. A sweet kid. My heart is broken. And what does that family have to go through for Christmas time, because you have another loser maniac? And why does that keep happening? I honestly think there's no, you know what we do? You know the guy in the Parkland shooting? I think peeking my buddy Andrew Pollack, who's a great, great American and a great guy, lost his beautiful daughter, Meadow, remember, in the Parkland shooting? That creep, the creep that did, he's still alive, that kid. Why is he still alive? And am I terrible? Is that not Christian-like to talk like that? He's alive. He's in jail somewhere, this guy. There's got to be consequences. And if there's no consequences, it's going to keep happening over and over and over again. Now, goodness gracious, and it's common sense. That's what that is, common sense. Hey, Joe on the radio, there's a lot to get into this morning. If you want to give us a call, it's 877-970-2999. Again, we'll be at the Stone Pony tonight. It's late, late night. I don't know if you're up late, but if you're up late and you want to be at the Stone Pony, we're doing it for Mary's Place by the Sea. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility in Ocean Grove, New Jersey, that helps out moms with cancer. And, you know, they don't know where to go, and they go to Mary's Place for solace and comfort. And it's just a very, very, we're very, very happy. So Iggy Giuffre is going to be down there. I'm going to be down there. Mikey and I are going down there. I'm just playing rhythm, man. Quincy Mumford's on stage, a very talented kid in his own right. Chris Mumford, his dad is there. And Chris and I always talk about we're the dads, man. You know, we're the dads with our rock and roll sons. So I'll be playing rhythm. I'll be playing rhythm guitar. And Michael's going to shine down
fedora?
There.
Fedora? You wear a fedora?
No, I just wear like, hey, how are you? Good to see you. Cigar, bourbon, how are you?
No,
Mikey,
no,
you're on.
Fedora.
10 minutes.
I don't know about the cigar. Fedora. Yeah. Fedora.
You know what I'm going to wear? I actually am going to wear a suit and a tie because it's for a beautiful, beautiful organization like Mary's Place by the Sea.
Right.
But I'm going to jump on stage. I'm bringing the Gibson down, and Mikey's bringing the Fender down. We're going down together, and he'll rip it up. And
I'd love to come down, but I'm feeling a little fatigued right now from the...
You okay?
Yeah, I mean, I had
booster. Al got his booster yesterday.
Yeah, I had the booster and the flu shot. Got one right after the other.
Woof.
Yeah.
And, you know, my arm where I had the booster is very achy. I've been moving it around as best as I can to keep it going. The flu arm is actually, the pain is gone pretty much, but I'm starting to feel a little fatigued. So
you can feel it. You can feel
it. A little bit.
I would love
sound
to go,
good.
Joe.
You sound good.
Yes. I would love to go to Mary's Place, but Al won't give me a ride.
No, $500.
You have no car. You have
no
car.
$500 you can get a ride. Sorry.
Even then, you'd say, I'll consider
it. Not in the budget. Not in the budget, Al. Not in the budget.
That'll cover gas, a couple drinks. Not a problem.
Oh, man. Doing a legendary Stone Pony, though. How cool is that? Where
Stone
Bruce
Pony.
That is.
Yeah, my cousins were going to come, but they're in Mexico. So,
And don't forget, I'm just going to jump on stage for one song just to say hi.
Well, no, my cousins live in Ocean Grove. They live right by the beach. They'd be able to walk over, but they have a place in Mexico. They're down there for a couple of weeks, and then they're coming back. So, country will allow them back in, who even knows?
Yeah, it's so true. And then, Mikey will be on stage, and I think he's going to do a couple songs, which I'm excited about. Nice. And I'll tell you, one of the thrills. When Vinny Lopez, Bruce's original drummer in the E Street Band, Vinny Lopez did the first two albums of Bruce. He was down there playing with Michael, like I told you. It's great. That's a great music scene down there. It's a great community down there. Yeah, in Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Can get a big condo there now, right at the beach.
Yeah,
it's like $4 million.
Did you see what they're called?
They're gorgeous.
They're
very well done. They have a whole roof deck where you can, you know, sit and get the sun and look out at the beach or whatever.
Yeah.
But for that price, oh man!
When we were kids, if you're listening around the country too, we were kids. We would go down. I'd go to Seaside Heights on the boardwalk, and then you'd go to Asbury Park, and these were jumping places. See, and they still are. They still are. But Asbury Park went through a kind of a downtime, and it was. But all the great music, all that great. True Jersey music from Bruce Springsteen and Steve Van Zandt and Vinnie Lopez and Southside Johnny. All these great musicians came out of that area, and it was legendary. And as we were kids, we'd hear about, who's Bruce Springsteen? Oh, he's playing at Summers Point. He's down that point, as the Bruce would say, point, you know. And then the town really saw some tough times. Bruce stepped up. Springsteen's one of the guys that stepped up to help out the town. And then it was, like I always tell you, then the gay community came in, and all of a sudden now it's one of the hottest places
to
be.
Peanut butter everywhere.
I'm telling you. And it's the worst.
Wow.
Terrible.
You are banned from the rest of the show. You're banned for the rest of the
that
show.
That wasn't me.
That was me.
No. So I'm saying, Al, you are banned. I told Joe you got to ban Al for the rest of the show.
Oh, I understand. Okay, yeah.
No.
He's banned.
Yeah, but the gay community came in, and now what Al's talking about, they have built... Right, it's right in Asbury Park. This high rise. What is that high rise?
Listen, they have really upped the game down there. It's beautiful. It's a great place, obviously, to see a show. But for the dining and for the experience down at Asbury Park, there is nothing better in that area, in that geographic area. There's nothing better. They've done a tremendous job of cleaning up the town. It's beautiful. It is definitely a place you want to go on a Friday or Saturday night and have a nice dinner and maybe walk on the boardwalk or whatever.
Yeah, man.
It's gorgeous. They've done a great job.
So how much are those things before we break? How much are those?
I think they saw like prices starting at like a half a million. Very expensive. Very expensive.
Be a great place to live, though. Be a good place to hang out.
Yeah.
Hey, 20 after 8 o'clock, Joe on the radio, and the boys are here. And you know what? We have got Michael Henry is running for New York Attorney General. And the interesting thing about that is he's a Republican. Can a Republican win? And we'll talk to Michael. And Russ Salzberg's on the show as well. Brian Kilmeade's going to join us. Brian's book, by the way, we always like to promote the books of the guests that we have on because we appreciate them coming on with us. If you would Google The President and the Freedom Fighter, Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, and The Battle to Save America's Soul. This is so timely. It's a great book everybody's talking about from Brian Kilmeade. Larry Elder on the show coming up. And Larry's got so much to say, and he's a good friend, as well as Judge Andrew Napolitano. He's the host of Judging Freedom podcast, and it's available wherever your podcasts are at judgenap.com. And the judge will join us as well. Debbie Duhaime's on the roads on AM 970 The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Let's see what's happening here on 78. It's horrible. 78 westbound express lanes completely closed out past the Garden State Parkway. It's all due to an accident involving a tractor-trailer fire. Delays go way back into Newark. 78 westbound local lanes. One lane remains blocked as well. So traffic is just absolutely horrible in that area. Expect delays this morning over on 208 southbound through Fairlawn with a crash cleared. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly at the George Washington Bridge, 25 minutes into town. Lincoln Tunnel, you're still waiting about 10 minutes in. Holland, about 15. Expect delays on the Bronx River Parkway southbound, right into the Cross Bronx accident out past the Bronx Zoo. Remember, it's a gridlock alert day today. It's heavy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound Clove Road out through the Verrazano. Eastbound BQE, bumper-to-bumper traffic getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Southern State eastbound of Peninsula Boulevard, an unauthorized tractor trailer. Partly cloudy today, high in the 40s. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thank you, Debbie. Joe telling you about Reggie, who lives in Florida. He's got a lot of pain, and, you know, he just got older. He got a lot of pain, stiffness, you know, and it's just something we all go through as you get older, you know. And then he heard about the 100% drug-free relief factor, decided to give it a try. 4 days later, he was already starting to feel better. 4 days and already working. That's what happened to me. 5 days for me. So you try the three-week quick start for $19.95, still $19.95, three-week quick start, you know, and I'll tell you, the pain dissipated in 5 days. And I didn't know until I started going up and down the stairs feeling no pain in the knee. It was great. Then I was able to start working out again. I'll tell you, I just am so, so excited to tell you about Relief Factor because it works, and hundreds of thousands of others have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% of all those people have gone on to order more. So if you're in pain, check out the three-week quick start, please. It's only $19.95. Now, you can go to relieffactor.com, or you could call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, to hear more about the offer, and you could feel the difference. Three-week quick start's only $19.95. 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
I have a personal printer for my home office. Now I just need a personal supply closet.
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 20% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two Inker toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 12/11, limit 2, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, you know, you got to protect yourself with an estate plan. I was chatting with my mother about this, you know, it's just and because you have so many people around that just want to take everything, you know, and so you're sitting there, you're going, I work so hard. I want to at least have a legacy for my children, your grandchildren. But there's people, and it's the municipal government. I keep telling the state government, the federal government, they're going to come first. And then all the mama looks all around. They're out there watching. They're waiting. Oh, yes, they are. If you go to Connors and Sullivan, you can customize a plan that specifically protects your interests, including your home. You schedule a free in-person initial consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan. If you call 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. You could also visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com. You got nursing home bills. Don't let nursing home bills get in your way. You're worried about a power of attorney, a health care proxy, a living will. It's too much. You don't need it. Just, I tell you, you get a free in-person initial consultation at one of the locations with Connors and Sullivan's attorneys. 718-238-6500, or please visit them at ConnorsandSullivan.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Ben Shapiro Show. Weekdays at 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
It's Christmas. Hey, Joe on the radio. Michael Henry is a candidate for New York Attorney General. Michael, welcome to the program. Nice of you to join us. And how's everything going in your run for Attorney General for New York?
Well, first off, thank you for having me. And secondly, very interesting because we've been dealing with some craziness here in New York. So every day, it's almost like something new, crazy pops up for us to address. So once again, thank you for having us.
Yeah, well, you know, you see how the state is just going. And again, we love everybody, but it's going so far socialist. We call it regressive socialist. How do you get people to show up as a Republican running for Attorney General of New York? How do you get people to show up? What do you tell them, Michael Henry?
The first one is, I think you have to understand who the potential voters could be. And I think this last election cycle, the 2021 elections, we've seen a large movement among especially immigrant communities. You know, in Brooklyn, we flipped a long-held Democrat seat with a Russian immigrant candidate. Asian and Latino voters started to come over. And I think the way that you do that is to provide them an alternative, which is common sense. And it's also understanding what's important to these communities, especially in the outer boroughs of New York City. A lot of white working class and immigrant communities and minority communities, they're fed up with crime. They're fed up with overtaxation. They're fed up with the overregulation of small businesses. They're fed up with things like non-citizen voting coming across. And these are how we have to go out, show them what we're the party and we're standing up for common sense and for the taxpayer, and get our message to those people that we feel will consider our vote this time, and understand that some people might not change their party affiliation, but they're just so fed up that they're going to cast their vote for our ticket in 2022. And there's a lot of momentum on our side, and you can feel it, and you know it's there.
You're right. I mean, even how is it constitutional to allow non-citizens to vote, Michael Henry? Is it even constitutional? I don't know that it is.
No, I believe it's a violation of the New York State Constitution, which clearly says in Article 2, Section 1, it defines the qualifications of a voter, and it uses the term citizen. It specifically uses the term citizen. And what I believe in the New York City Council is doing is trying to get this through, and then they're going to be emboldened, and they're going to try and do it at the state level, which is one of the reasons why I'm planning to fight it the moment Mayor de Blasio's ink dries on this ridiculous bill, because I believe it's a violation of the state constitution, and it's an issue that is only they're only going to expand on it, and we have to fight this now because it's just going to grow from there.
I know, it's so funny. Wouldn't it be funny if non-citizens started voting Republican, man? Wouldn't that be funny all of a sudden?
they wouldn't do that. That's the problem. And I think what you've seen here is they're seeing that a lot of the immigrant community started coming to the Republican Party, and the Democrats care. Yeah. They care a lot about winning. And I think this is
That's
a maneuver
right.
to try
right.
to cancel out votes and try to put people in districts where they've lost a lot of votes. And that's why it's a very serious issue. And you have to address it early on, because they'll only be emboldened if you let them get away with it. And it won't stop at the city level. It will go to the state level. And it's unfair because if you look at this, someone could move here 45, 35 days before an election, vote, and their vote has a long impact on the long-term issues of the city that a citizen of the city has to deal with on a daily basis. It's completely unfair.
Yeah, it really is. And it's interesting with these non-citizens, too, if they're coming here and they're in areas where the crime is so high, this may backfire completely on the Democrats, because they're not the one thing I can't stand. Michael Henry, Michael's running for attorney general in New York, is when I see somebody as bright as Letitia James, Tish James, we know her, and she's a likable person. They get in and then all they concentrate are political takedowns. I mean, the whole Southern District of New York, that's all they could take. She's going after one person. They're still going after Donald Trump, for crying out loud. And people are in the streets. Crimes running rampant in the streets. And they forget that's what the AG is there for, sir.
Right. And I think that's a large reason of why I did this, because it was the one party control of the state, along with the government's disastrous response to the COVID crisis. And what I've seen was Democrat attorney general after Democrat attorney general used the office for one of two reasons. The first one was to become the next governor. And the second one was, as you pointed out, was to weaponize it against political opponents. And I believe it's time to restore a level of efficiency, competency, and integrity back to this office and start doing the work of the taxpayer of the state of New York, and not for people's own political and gubernatorial aspirations.
Yeah, well said. Michael Henry, he's running for New York Attorney General. He is a Republican candidate. That takes a lot of guts, Michael. We appreciate it. So we'll be talking to you throughout the race. Godspeed, my friend. And, just come on the air anytime you feel like it. Keep us posted on the run, all right?
Thank you very much for having me, and enjoy your holiday season.
You too. Merry Christmas, Michael. Michael Henry right there running. And I know we got a break, but, and I have nothing but affection for Tish James and invite her on the show, Letitia James, the New York Attorney General. But my goodness gracious, if they politicize that office anymore, I mean, and she turned on Andrew Cuomo. Like, I mean, what happened? Andrew's the one who gave her the power. All of a sudden, they said, you could be the governor. And something happens, I guess, when you're in power. And Letitia James went, I can be the governor. Oh, okay. Well, let's take Andrew out. Boom. They took him out. Whacked him. And now she's going to make the run. And I like Governor Hochul's doing this, doing that, and we're not crazy about her recent decisions and garnering more power for herself. It ain't the Republicans that are going to go in and seat Kathy Hochul at first in the primaries. You watch Tish James go right in and move in quickly, and then keep your eye on Lee Zeldin in that race. Hey, 8:32, Joe on the radio, and Brian Kilmeade's going to join us. Russ Salisbury's coming up. Yeah, we're going to talk about the MLB lockout. Larry Elder's on the show, and Judge Knapp as well, and Al Gattulo in the newsroom. He's hanging in. He got the booster. He got the flu shot. And he still kept dragged himself in to work this morning. And
yes, I did.
And now the news. Okay. I can't raise my arm, but here's the news.
I'll use my right arm. It's fine. I have another.
Al's got the news for use on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
45 degrees at 8:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. This report is brought to you by Invite Health. The New York Blood Center is declaring a blood emergency. The New York region is down to a 1 to 2 day supply, far below the ideal 5 to 7 day supply. Blood Center says donors have been canceling upcoming appointments, and some blood drives have been canceled as well. The center says the holiday season, combined with fears of the new coronavirus variant, along with a number of other factors, are resulting in fewer donations. A day after a gun bust, 21 weapons are being confiscated at a high school in Brooklyn. Yesterday, officials installed a metal detector at the Urban Assembly School for Law and Justice after a 17-year-old student was caught with a pistol and more than $30,000 cash the day before. In less than 24 hours, the detector netted an arsenal of weapons, including knives, pepper spray, stun guns, and brass knuckles. The school in downtown Brooklyn doesn't usually have a scanner. In sports, the Knicks have dropped back-to-back games after falling to the Chicago Bulls 119-115. They are 11-11 on the season. The Islanders have lost their ninth straight, this time in overtime to the Sharks 2-1. They did pick up a point, their first point at the new UBS Arena. It was the Wild over the Devils in Minnesota by the final of 5-2. This has been the Invite Health News and Sports Report. Try their Blue Granite TX Liquid Beverage Enhancer today. Call 800-694-2345 to get the nutrients your body needs in a fun, delicious way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Bronx River Parkway southbound at the Cross Bronx. It's an accident waiting for you there. Watch for delays as you head to the southbound West Side Highway and the 120s with a crash. Really busy on the Cross Island southbound at Hillside Avenue. It's an accident blocking a lane. Remember, it's a gridlock alert day here in town. Allow extra time. Inbound GWB down to a 20-minute delay. Let's go to the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. That's only 10. Holland about 15 to 20 in from both approaches. 208 southbound slowing down through Fairlawn with an accident cleared. A tough ride on 78 this morning. 78 westbound getting out toward exit 58. It's an accident. And then you have this major problem on 78 westbound. All lanes closed in the express lanes out past the Garden State Parkway. Accident involving a tractor trailer fire. It's an ongoing investigation over there. Partly cloudy today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Fever, COVID, or flu? Call your medical provider. Make sure you use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Backed by science, it's the accurate thermometer you need. Be vigilant with Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:35 in the morning on this Friday, December 3rd. Telling you about Tunnel to Towers. I love telling you about Tunnel to Towers. Because they don't forget. They never forget. September 11, 2001. In the face of that horror, brave Americans responded. Many even stepped forward to enlist in our armed forces. And since then, more than 7,000 United States soldiers made the ultimate sacrifice. You know, in the worst terrorist attack to ever take place on American soil, 2,977 people lost their lives. The heroes that enlisted lost their lives on the war on terror. America's first responders, the catastrophically injured. That's what the Tunnel to Towers is all about. They honored the men and women who gave everything by reading the names aloud of those who we lost for the first time ever at that new annual ceremony at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. That was so beautiful. Tunnel to Towers, making sure their sacrifice is never forgotten. Well, the foundation Season of Hope runs from Thanksgiving to New Year's Eve. At least one mortgage-free home a day is being given away for 37 days to honor America's greatest heroes. You can help, please. You could do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month. That's all we ask, $11 a month. Hey, if you want to do more, God bless you. We're only asking $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And thank you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Looking for advice on that new place you call home? Tune into the one and only Eye on Real Estate. It's a seller's market right now, so let Dottie and her team of experts help you navigate the tricky waters of real estate. Dottie even has the scoop on celebrity real estate. Tune in every Saturday as Citizens Bank Senior Vice President Ace joins Dottie and offers listeners free advice on the mortgage process. Join in every Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast. Available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Tranquil TX, a delicious liquid beverage enhancer from Invite Health, made with chamomile. Hi, I'm chamomile. Hello, I'm passion flower. Me, I'm lemon balm. I love that. Calms me down just saying those words. Well, that's what Tranquil TX does. It creates a sense of calm. And when you're feeling stressed, all you do is add a dropper full of Tranquil TX to your beverage. And you could do it in water. You put in your favorite beverage. It's got 2 calories. I mean, no sugars, no alcohol, no carbs. And right now, if you buy one bottle of Tranquil TX at suggested retail, you get the second bottle free. You double up, 4 bottles, free shipping right there. Contact Invite Health, 800-694-2345. 800-694-2345. 800-694-2345 for Tranquil TX, and ask about the other herbal tinctures, as you have learned, right? Like Blue Granite TX and Green Tea TX. More easy and fun ways to give your nutrition a boost. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Russ Salzberg is the man. Longtime New York sports commentator, host of the Get a Load of This podcast. Russ, welcome back to the show, baby. Welcome back to the show, brother.
What's up, buddy? How you doing? Happy holidays to everybody at The Answer 970. Love you guys.
Well, love you too, and you're all over town on radio. I got some rave reviews. You know, people, they love Russ Salzberg. You and a man. You and a man. All good in your life, first and foremost. Family good and healthy, Russ. Everything good.
Well, let's put it this way. I mean, you know how expenses are with kids, and I can tell you grandkids. So last week we had Thanksgiving. Yeah. Then on Sunday, my oldest grandson, Miles, turned 7. His little brother, Jones, turned 4 on Monday. Throw in Hanukkah. Oh, I need to start working at UPS or something just to, like, deliver boxes for crying out loud.
Doesn't your beautiful wife take care of everything, though? Because I have that, too, you know, with all my kids. And I do everything myself. But you have some assistance from your beautiful
wife.
No.
Right? She takes care of everything. But as they know, I take care of the schkarol. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. You got to do it. Russ, I'm upset with Major. You know, we've talked before. I'm a baseball fanatic. I'm a Yankee fan. I love the Mets as well. I'm a baseball guy. Then when they walked from that All-Star game, I said, what was that, you know? And I don't understand what they're doing. Now there's a lockout. But they seem to recover with the World Series, and it went back to Atlanta, and it was so exciting to watch. Now, what's with the MLB lockout? Was this necessary?
Here's the first thing. Let me say this to all your loyal listeners out there.
Yeah.
Any fan who takes a side, either side in this, players or owners, any fan who takes a side is a complete fool, okay? Because what the players and owners encompass everybody, you know what they live by? They live by the philosophy of one P.T. Barnum. A sucker is born every minute, and they are playing all of us. Yeah. The fans, I'm dead serious about this.
Yeah.
It angers me so much, Joe. Yeah. Yeah. They make everybody out to be suckers. It's an embarrassment. And look, you're part of a union. We're in the same union. I'm part of a union. I'm raised in a union household. I believe in unions. But do me a favor. MLB, what will we do in this past week? Let's see. Max Scherzer signs for $43 million a year with the Mets for 3 years. That's $130 million. You got Corey Seager with Texas signs for $325 million for 10 years. You got Marcus Semien signing for $175 million for 7 years. Are we all morons? They've had like $1.7, $1.8 billion in signings like the last month or so. In this day and age, Joe, day and age, We've been going through a pandemic for 2 years, okay? People, forget, I'm not even going to talk about the lives that are lost. I'm going to talk about people who've lost their jobs, people who've lost their businesses, people who will never get their businesses, their incomes back, people who are still closing down, fighting. Are you telling me that these morons, billions of dollars?
Yeah.
How bad does this look? How selfish and stupid does everything about Major League Baseball look? And besides the fact that Major League Baseball, quite frankly, is not as popular as it once was.
Well,
it's become more of a regional sport.
It's a great, great observation, because you and me may be watching baseball. We will see the chess game that unfolds on the beautiful baseball field. However, people don't care anymore, man. And so you think they're going to let something like this happen. It's dumb that something like this is happening. Unless they're making so much money from the sponsors, they don't have to worry about the fans anymore, Russ?
It is absolutely, to me, look, I've lived through all these lockouts. I mean, lockouts and strikes. I've lived through all the work stoppages. We saw what happened when a World Series had to be canceled. What was it, 94? But this, This, to me, at this day and age, here we are just the other day. It's back page. Oh, the Mets get Max Scherzer, which is great news for Mets fans. Mets get Max Scherzer and for 140, what was it, $130 million for 3 years. And the next day, there's a lockout.
Yeah.
What is the fan supposed to think?
I know.
It is absolutely idiotic, and I mean it. They are playing everybody out to be suckers. And you know what? Now the media and all the people who cover baseball, you know, this goes up their alley because that gives them something to write about. Yeah. You know, it's the quiet times of the winter. To me, you know what? I guess we can't do it, but this is what I love to see. I love to see writers in the newspapers and people say, you know what? F this. How about this? We're not going to write about baseball anymore. We're not going to write about baseball anymore. And then let's see what happens to Major League Baseball.
Yeah, you know what, Russ, what the problem is, too? People were warned about this years and years ago, that it just becomes a televised spectacle that they don't need. They don't even need, and correct me if I'm wrong, Russ Salzberg, they don't need tickets sold. They have so much money on sponsorship, and people predicted years ago that there's just going to be a baseball game with, you don't need the fans anymore, man, because one reason, that the teams are making enough money on sponsorship, as I said. Is that what we're going to end up doing? Because people are going to walk away with this, man. People are going to walk away from Major League Baseball, Russ.
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe. The point you're making, I understand. Here's what has to happen. The fans have to have the cojones to walk away. Because if they walk away and they don't give a rat's ass, for lack of a better term, then sponsorship will go down the tube because people will not be interested in watching the sponsorship.
Yeah.
You know,
so true.
Rob Manfred upsets me so much because he's the commissioner of baseball, and I campaigned for him really loud. When he was up for the job and wasn't sure if he was going to get it, I campaigned real and loud for him. I also sat in his office interviewing him for Channel 5 at the time, and I asked him about, you know, when DraftKings and FanDuel and all this stuff was coming about, and he says, well, it's not gambling, Russ. It's a contest. You can't watch a game. Now, it is not just baseball, but we're talking baseball now. You can't watch a game without a promo. You can't open up a newspaper without some kind of promo about gambling on baseball. You cannot. Pete Rose, I don't want to conflate things, but Pete Rose can't be in the Hall of Fame because he gambled on baseball.
That's
so
true.
That was then.
Yeah.
Baseball has embraced gambling. Everything about baseball today is phony and hypocritical.
What happened? Listen,
because you and I grew up with this, Joe, our favorite sport, it really upsets me.
What happened with Keith Olbermann, man? Did you see that whole thing break down? Are you hip to that, Russ Salzberg?
Wait a minute. You're breaking news to me. What happened with Keith Olbermann?
No, where he went, this kid, I just talked about this kid that stopped the shooter in Oxford at the high school, right?
Right.
In Michigan. And he's an athlete and he's great. And then apparently the kid's mother, I think, or somebody supported Donald Trump. Keith Olbermann puts in there and he mentions that. In that, and he gets after, who's the guy that runs the sports guy? Al, help me out here. The guy that the popular guy that ran into political problems lately with
the Rittenhouse.
Barstool Sports.
Oh, Barstool, Dave Portnoy. Yeah,
great guy. So Portnoy said something. Olbermann goes after Portnoy because somebody supported Trump in the whole thing. It was the most bizarre tweet.
Well,
listen,
There's the left, then there's the left, then there's the far left, then there's an outer space in Pluto. Olbermann's around there someplace.
I was so weird. And don't you know, we've been with Mitch Modell, we've been there, and you see Olbermann at the Yankee games, and he would keep inning to inning. He actually carries a notebook. You know, and he would just mark the innings like a coach would, which I absolutely love. Just very disappointing to see someone go that nuts. So just get that crazy, Russ. Oh, man, I don't know.
I mean, and that's something. Listen, we're talking about baseball. Now you're talking about something that's far more tragic. So.
Yeah, it's so true. Hey, Russ, listen, we appreciate it. Happy Hanukkah. And this is from the Gentile to my Jewish friend. Happy Hanukkah. You see how we include everybody in there?
But, you are. And I'll tell you something else. What really impressed me today.
Yes.
Did you guys get a new sundial over at The Answer? No. I mean, because usually when, for example, Joey Sieb says, you know, Russ, we want you at 8:40. That means I'm usually up at 8:55. So now all of a sudden, I'm looking at my thing. I says, holy mackerel.
No,
he's only right on the money at 8:40. I figured they must have got the new sundial.
We thought we better be nice because I heard you're taking over mornings at WABC. That's what we heard. So I said, you're taking over. You're over there. You sound great over there, man. With due respect,
I love you, buddy. Listen, you're the best. Let everybody, Al, everybody.
Love you. Happy holidays, Russ Salzberg. You take care of yourself, my friend. God bless. Great father, great grandfather, and a great guy. And no sports better than anybody. This guy right there, Russ Salzberg. Did you
love
see
you,
that, Albert?
I'll take care of those alimony payments, will you, bud?
I'm going out. I will. I won't stop working. Thank you, Russ. A good guy. Hey, Al, wasn't that funny, though, about Keith Olbermann? What was that?
Yeah,
I meant to talk about it.
Yeah,
that was weird.
Real quick, because we really have to get to the break. I think Olbermann was misconstrued. It wasn't the kid who died whose parent was supporting Trump. I think it was the shooter's parent who was supporting Trump.
You don't go there.
He's a moron, Olbermann. You don't go there. The kid is a hero. For rushing this kid while he's shooting and saved people's lives. Leave it alone.
Exactly.
My goodness.
Exactly. Hey, you know what? I'd love Portnoy on the show, too. He's a good guy. I'd love to have him on the program as well. Hey, if we can, we'll do that. Joe, another thing you got to do, my friend, young Joe. Add it to the list.
I'm gladly
10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads. Good morning, Debbie Duhame.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning to you, Al and Joseph Ely and everybody. Let's go out to 78. Guys, it's really horrible on 78. 78 westbound express lane still closed out past the Garden State Parkway getting out toward Union. It's all due to an accident involving a tractor trailer and a fire. Left lane blocked on 78 westbound local lanes getting out toward the accident scene as well. 287 southbound exit 4 heading into South Plainfield. It's an accident. And Route 3 westbound getting out toward Main Ave and Clifton, a collision. Let's go over to the inbound GWB. That's 20. Lincoln moving okay, about 5 to 10. Holland Tunnel, about 15. Bronx River Parkway northbound up by Allerton Avenue in the Bronx. It's an accident. Southbound West Side Highway in the 120 is an accident as well. Cross Island southbound moving slowly down toward Hillside Avenue with a collision still being cleared. Staten Island Expressway eastbound on the Brakes Clove Road out through the Verrazano. Watch for delays on Nichols Road heading into Oxhead Road out toward the area of Stony Brook with a crash. And the Sawmill northbound up through Yonkers. It's ongoing construction. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thank you, Debbie Duhame, Joe on the radio. You know what? We want to tell you about Dottie Herman. Dottie's great. There's another great person that I met through Mr. Crowley, because Dottie is vice chair of Douglas Elliman. How about that? Well, Saturday mornings at 10, you get the inside track to what is hot in real estate, and you stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She is the best, and everyone knows that. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer, Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman, Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, ever since I started taking it, I've really noticed a change in just how I feel. I feel really great all the time. You know how sometimes in the afternoon when you've been working, you just kind of feel drained or whatnot? Well, with taking the Balance of Nature, I don't feel that way. I feel like I have energy all day long. It's just great. It's a great product, and you guys have been great every time I've called. I mean, you guys are just wonderful, and I'm just so thankful that I found your product, and I'm thankful that I have it because, you know, I'll take it from now on because it makes me feel so great. It really does.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Joe.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Joseph and Cynthia Falco. They own Rose City Jewelers in historic, beautiful Madison, New Jersey. And Rose City Jewelers is celebrating its 75th anniversary. And, you know, Joey Falco's father started the business right after he returned from the Second World War, fighting in the Pacific. Thank him for his service, certainly. And Joey joined his dad after finishing business school and went on to gain his master's in gemology and working for the Gemological Institute of America in New York City. So gemologists purvey the rarest of gemstones. And in custom CAD, CAD is computer-aided design, you could set these designs onto pure platinum, 18-carat settings. And gemologists are the most honorable, trustworthy, and knowledgeable folks in the jewelry industry. So for that very special keepsake, Burmese ruby, blue and pink sapphires, tourmalines, and other rare gemstones, please visit Rose City Jewelers. And not to mention, like me, my chain busted from the crucifix that I have around my neck. And now I feel like a bear without my crucifix. I will go to Joey Falco. So if you want regular jewelry stuff, you can go to Rose City Jewelers, and he'll fix the chain for me as he fixed my Frank Sinatra cufflinks, you know. But if you really want something special, you got to check out Rose City Jewelers, gemologist. And it's right there, One Waverly Place, in the heart of beautiful, historic Madison, New Jersey. You can call them 973-377-2146, Rose City Jewelers, 973-377-2146.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, tonight at 7.
Hey, Joe Lundberg, how we doing weather-wise, my friend?
So if I were to bring my gold chain that kind of broke on me the other day to him, he could fix it for me, right?
You know what? I feel so bad when I go there. I am, and I'm bringing him. I mean, he really has incredible, beautiful gemstones and things, you know. But I bring, can you fix my cufflinks, my Frank Sinatra cufflinks, Joe, like that? How am I going to do that? And what else did I have? I have the chain I brought. There's a watch I'll take over. But I'm telling you, they are, yes, Joe, they will help you out at Rose City Jewelers.
My chain broke, and I have a couple of little things on there, little charms on there for from my triathletic stuff, my biking and stuff like that. So I want to have that fixed so I can wear it again.
I'm going over there. I'll meet you over there one day. I'll drive. You will ride your bike. I know, but whatever gets you there.
As long as it's a downhill, downwind. Speaking of wind, we got wind today. It's going to be windy, chillier than yesterday. We're only going to be in the mid-40s, about 46 or 47 today. Tomorrow, clouds, then some sunshine, about 48. And we'll be in the upper 40s again on Sunday. Throughout the weekend, it looks dry. We've got a storm going by to our north and west on Monday. It gets windy, warm, some rain showers, temperatures around 60 or so, and then it's windy and much cooler again on Tuesday.
Well done, Joe. Always, thank you so much. Joe Lundberg is the man right there as we come upon the 9 o'clock hour. 9:05, right at the top of the hour. He does Fox and Friends. He writes incredible bestsellers. The name of the Brian Kilmeade book that you want to get for the holidays is The President and the Freedom Fighter, Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, and the Battle to Save America's Soul. Brian does not sleep. He works 24/7, and he is still kind enough to join us at the top of the hour. My man, Brian Kilmeade, host of Fox and Friends, will join us coming right at the top of the hour. Larry Elder, my buddy. I cannot wait to catch up with my dear friend, Larry Elder. You know Larry right here on the radio station, 8 and 10 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. Judge Andrew Napolitano, host of the Judging Freedom podcast, available wherever you and your podcast can, you want to be. JudgeNap.com. You check out JudgeNap.com. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio, not beyond the people. With the people.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.